Well, health officials in Florida have identified a new neighborhood where people have been infected with Zika virus. Little Haiti is the third neighborhood in the Miami area where mosquitoes have transmitted the virus to people. Public health specialists are trying to figure out the best approach to battle the Aedes aegypti mosquito. And one Miami researcher has a good lead. Carrie Barber with The Pulse at Here and Now contributor WHYY reports.
Hello, Carrie Barber. Very nice to meet you.
Matthew DeGennaro, a neurogeneticist at Florida International University, is friendly and welcoming when I visit him in his lab. He looks like a slightly hipper version of your high school science teacher in a short-sleeved plaid button-down, ready to patiently explain complex concepts. DeGennaro's lab doesn't look especially high-tech. With metal shelving and neatly labeled plastic tubs, it could be a bread baker's pantry. But looks can deceive. DeGennaro and his team are using advanced technology to cook up tools to do battle with the Aedes aegypti mosquito, the primary carrier of Zika, as well as dengue and yellow fever, and a particularly nasty virus called chikungunya.
So worldwide, approximately 725,000 people die every year because of mosquito-borne illness.
DeGennaro and his crew aren't the only team working on this problem. In fact, humans have tried for a century to exterminate Aedes aegypti with no success. But this group thinks they've found an Achilles heel of sorts in the pest that they hope to exploit.
Mosquitoes are born with the knowledge of how to find a human host. The primary way that mosquitoes find people is using their sense of smell.
The bacteria on our skin metabolizes our sweat and produces an odor that appeals mightily to female mosquitoes, the only ones that bite. DeGennaro says, think of it this way. If you're a big meat eater and you haven't eaten for a few days, then someone serves you up a delicious-smelling, perfectly cooked roast beef. And DeGennaro's team is trying to create mosquitoes that simply can't smell us. If they can't use us as a food source, they can't nourish their eggs and reproduce, and they can't spread disease. His team has a powerful tool at its disposal, a gene editing technique called clustered, regularly interspaced, short palindromic repeats, or CRISPR for short.
So it's an RNA-guided way of specifically going into the genome, taking a nuclease, and then it just cleaves the gene just at one spot, and just the gene that you're interested in. So this is an amazing technique that has sort of revolutionized biology in all sorts of ways.
It takes about 6 months to create a batch of modified mosquitoes, and then it's testing time. To see whether it's working, a tester puts his arm in a box behind a screen, and other team members send in the mutant mosquitoes. The ones that are attracted bang up against the screen, trying to get to the arm. In this way, researchers can tell whether they have genetically affected the insect's sense of smell.
We are getting closer. You know, I think we're making progress, so I'm hopeful that we can use this knowledge to really deeply understand how mosquitoes smell the world, and particularly how they smell people.
The team is also using the results of its genetics experimentation on the Aedes aegypti to develop attractants and repellents to control mosquito behavior.
You can actually make a repellent by trying to make our cells invisible to them, by blocking their sense of smell with a designer perfume. We and others hope to identify such chemicals and use them to hide people from mosquitoes.
Another group using genetics to approach the Aedes aegypti problem is the British company Oxitec. They're modifying male mosquitoes so that when they mate with females, their offspring will die off almost immediately. The company's plans to test these mutants on a small island near Key West have become fodder for intense public debate. A non-binding referendum on whether the Brits can release their modified mosquitoes into the wild will appear on the November 8th ballot in the community of Key Haven, Florida. Until then, DeGennaro's lab will continue to focus on smell, and the stakes are high.
This is not about making like a redder tomato. This is about blocking a disease that is making it less safe for women to have children in Miami and across the world.
For Here and Now, I'm Carrie Barber.